Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast calls for a partly sunny day today, 50 to 55 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny, mid-40s. Saturday, partly cloudy and breezy, 35 to 40. And Sunday, clouds and a chance of snow. We'll have to check the details on that forecast coming up in just a few moments. Stories that we're following for you today. Well, Robinhood Radio likes to welcome back Emily Edelman to our area. The Millerton News has named Edelman its managing editor for the newspaper. It's part of the restructuring to commit additional resources to the coverage of Millerton and Eastern Dutchess County communities in New York. Now, Emily has a broad background in community journalism, both not only in news writing, but also including radio as well, as she was an assistant managing editor at the Berkshire Eagle in Great Barrington, as well as a board member for the Berkshire Theater Critics Association. She also does a daily radio talk show on WBRK in Pittsfield and was assistant program director here at WHDD-FM in Sharon, Robinhood Radio, and also was a member of the staff at WKZE in Sharon and Red Hook. As part of the restructuring taking place at the Lakeville Journal Company, the editor, John Constant, will also take over the duties of editor at the Millerton News as Emily takes over as managing editor. In Kent, two expenditures, their proposals were subject of a special town meeting held on December 2nd at Town Hall. It drew about 35 residents and town officials. One proposal concerned a supplemental appropriation of up to $200,000 to hire an additional state trooper who would serve as a school resource officer assigned to Kent Center School. When school is not in session, it would serve as a town second state trooper. The other proposal concerns an additional appropriation of about $100,000 to pay for contracted EMS services to complete the current fiscal year. The requested funding is to reimburse the Kent Volunteer Fire Department for payments made to an outside staffing provider of emergency EMS services. In a story from TriCornerNews.com, Citizen of the Year was named and recognized during the Festival of Lights. The Citizen of the Year Award at the annual Festival of Lights on Sunday at Fountain Square. Presenting the award was Town Supervisor Victoria Perotti, who cited the extraordinary civic contributions of Four Brothers Restaurants since their opening in 1970s. Six members of the Stephanopoulos family, owner of Four Brothers, were present to accept that award. Well, we've been talking about the Sunday in the Country food drive. Once again, they serve Thanksgiving dinner to people in this area, and they are also collecting again for Christmas. Now, Adopt a Family program has marked another year of giving. They have reached the age of 13. They serve the Weebatuck and Pine Plains school districts, and under the direction of Stacy and Vicki Moore at More and More Printing in Millerton. Now, COVID, as a result of space issues, collecting toys for distribution, they really focus on gift cards, which family can use throughout the tri-state region. Now, if you need to register for an Adopt-A-Family program, call More and More at 518-789-4508. By December the 14th, donations can be dropped off at 17 Dutchess Avenue or mailed to P.O. Box 880 in Millerton, New York. Now, we here in Sharon have a Christmas tree, which you can go to Town Hall, sign up, and put an ornament to honor somebody's memory. Well, the Amenia Lions Club is accepting donations for its program, the Memory Tree, which benefits the Dutchess County Hearing Conservation Commission and purchases hearing aids for those who can't afford them. Forms can be picked up at Jack's Auto Service, Havens Real Estate, and from any Amenia Lions Club member. Forms can also be downloaded from the Amenia Lions Facebook page, or you can contact the Lions Club president, Lori Hale, at bgdhale@gmail.com. The names of loved ones may also be submitted by emailing Lori at the address as well, and paying via Venmo at Amenia at Lions Club. Names must be submitted before December 16th to be included in the listing. The listing of that tree and the names will be on Thursday, December 22nd, issue of the Millerton News. Once again, the Sharon Historical Society has a brand new curator, and that is Cooper Sheldon. The Sharon Historical Society and Museum is open Wednesday through Friday from 12 to 4, Saturdays 10 to 2, and by appointment. other stories that we're following for you here on The Breakfast Club. The town of Great Barrington has an active train station serving New York City about 36 miles away from it. Of course, we know that where it is located in Amenia, New York. Now, there's money that's been put aside to fund a bus service to get people who want to go to the city on the train from Great Barrington to there. The $100,000 is going to be used as seed money and investigation and possibly setting up that program as soon as possible. Taking a look at some meetings going on this week, coming up today in Sharon, the Energy Environment Commission has a meeting at 5 p.m., the Sewer and Water Commission at 7 p.m. In Salisbury, coming up tomorrow, a special joint land use committee meets at noontime. In Cornwall, Park and Recreation Holiday Event is Friday, 5:30 to 7:30 at the Cornwall Consolidated School Gathering Room and Gym. There's a $5 donation per person that will support the 8th grade class trip. You're invited to see Santa and the Grinch, 8th grade pasta dinner, crafts, activities, and games, donations of food and art supplies for the Cornwall Food Bank. In Northeast New York, an upcoming public hearing will be held this evening at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. Reminder, the Housatonic FFA Christmas store is open 7 days a week. It will remain open through December 21st from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Now, last year they sold out early, so if you're interested in picking up a tree, wreaths, poinsettias, roping, or more, stop in as soon as you can. Now, the Rose Thrift Shop, located in the Immaculate Conception Church basement in Amenia, having their bag sale. The first one was held yesterday. The next one comes up Saturday the 10th from 10 till 2. After that sale, the shop will close for the season at the end of the business day. The popular annual cookie walk sale at Cords Hall and Rhinebeck Reformed Church will happen on Saturday from 9 until noon, with a snow date of Sunday. Winterfest is on December 10th in Ancrum, New York, with Santa arriving with presents for all girls and boys at 5:30, but the event takes place from 3 until 6 p.m. before he arrives. Local vendors, from wooden puzzles to local wines, spices, and more, will be available. Also, there'll be free hamburgers, hot dogs, sausage, and cold Coca-Cola, plus a special punch for adults. The Sheffield Historical Society has their Winter Wonderland light display that is opening up on December 10th from 4 until 7 p.m. It's sponsored and decorated by local organizations, businesses, and families. A Christmas Carol virtually live stage reading series being presented on Saturday evening, December 10th at 7 p.m. by Two of Us Productions. More information at thetwoofusproductions.org. Holiday concert with chorus and brass December 10th and 11th by Crescendo in two different locations, December 10th at 6 p.m. at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Stockbridge and December 11th at 4 p.m. at Trinity Church, Lime Rock Road in Lakeville. Tickets and more information available at crescendomusic.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where you'll find a tapas menu, a regular menu, and dinner specials nightly, interlakeninn.com. And they're also on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 33,624.00. The S&P 500 at 3940.75. And the NASDAQ at 11,533.50. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.